Classic country, we are WKDW. It is Friday morning, just about ready to kick off the weekend. And tell you what, it's been a long week after that short holiday week last week, but got the weekend on the way, and I got a guest in the studio. I mean, everything's going well this morning. Want to welcome Matthew Warner back to the studio once again. Great author from here in the city of Stanton. Matthew, good morning to you.
Thank you for having me.
You were here last time. You had just written the, Bloodborne was just coming out at that time. What an interesting book. Of course, I didn't read it until after you had brought it to me that day. That was really my introduction to you as a writer. But boy, fantastic. I really have enjoyed that.
I'm glad you like that. My current book is much different from that. Bloodborne was an apocalyptic monster tale set in the Washington, D.C. area where I grew up.
Right.
And The Seventh Equinox, which is my new novel, is in the urban fantasy genre.
Okay.
And so it's not nearly as gory or explicit or anything. It's a fantasy story, but it is set in a fictitious version of Stanton here, which I'm calling Augusta City.
Okay.
The county of Stanton. And I did that just more to give myself some flexibility and things I had to do with the story.
Well, like I said, I'm real interested to check this out. I know you're excited to get it out as well.
And, oh, yeah.
To me, it's just really neat. I've had the privilege over the last few years, especially, to meet a lot of great authors that are from here, either in Stanton, Waynesboro, mm-hmm. Augusta County, within the Shenandoah Valley. I don't think a lot of folks even realize how many writers and great folks are out there like that.
There are, and there are more people coming in all the time. Since my wife Dina and I moved here in 2005, we've sort of been recruiting,
right,
our friends. So since we moved here, we've had Nancy Kalana of HW Press has moved here. Dave Sims, who's a novelist, has moved here. He's also a book reviewer. Keith Mingan. These are all horror writers and illustrators and reviewers. And we met a lot of other interesting people in the area, such as Elizabeth Massey and Court Skinner, who've been here for a long time. So we make a nice little core group of friends around here. We all kind of have similar interests. But you know what? I'm not aware of any other novels that are urban fantasy and set here in Stanton. Maybe this is the first one.
it very well could be. Give my listeners just a little background about the book as well.
Sure. Well, it's about a young woman named Bessie who moves here following her divorce, and she just wants to start over. So she buys a beautiful Victorian house in the city of Augusta, which, as you know, here in Stanton, we have plenty of those. And she discovers that the cellar is connected to a labyrinth of caverns extending beneath the town, much as Stanton has a network of caverns extending beneath it. And she finds a man hiding out in those caverns, and he's injured, he's on the run from the law, and he needs her help. So it turns out that he's also a form of demigod who is here in town to complete an periodic ritual of environmental renewal, what she calls the Grand Hunt. And if he doesn't complete the Grand Hunt, then the planet Earth will slowly die.
Okay.
So the bad guy in the story is the town mayor. And he is, he's like an alcoholic ne'er-do-well, and he's also a sorcerer. And so the story is very much about the relationship between Bessie and the demigod, Robin. So there is an element of romance, and there's a lot of things in there that I think particularly female readers will like about this story, which is one of my main reasons for switching over to the urban fantasy genre with this book.
Like I said, I'm very thrilled. I love the cover of The Seventh Equinox. Oh, yeah. The clock tower is right there, easy to see.
Right, you see a lot of local landmarks in my advertising, and that's intentional since it's set here. So the Stanton clock tower is on the top. And there's a photo illustration adapted from a picture of Luray Caverns, which is on the bottom. Stalactites and stalagmites are arranged to look like an animal's teeth, and that ties in with the story. And if you go to the website where I've been promoting the book, SeventhEquinox.com, you can watch a book trailer there.
Right.
And do you know what a book trailer is?
I did. In fact, I just watched your book trailer there a little while ago, which I thought was really cool.
Right. Well, a book trailer is sort of like a movie trailer, but it's to promote a book. And I was fortunate to be able to call on the resources of a Charlottesville film company, Darkstone Entertainment, to bring in actors and special effects and so forth. But we filmed it right here in Stanton. So if you watch it, you'll see a lot of local landmarks, like the Desjarnet Center, the Clock Tower, Natural Chimneys, Betsy Bell Mountain.
Right.
And like an overlook out on I-64. So we were just kind of going where we could to get a whole lot of local flavor into it. And I think it came out really well.
I think it's fantastic. Once again, new book is called The Seventh Equinox. And here we are. Somebody called me up yesterday and said, hey, do you realize, you know, we're less than three weeks from Christmas right now. So this would actually make a nice Christmas gift for folks here in the area or people that used to live in the area. And it's really simple. Tomorrow, folks have a chance to come out, get a copy of the book, and even get to say hi to you as well.
Right. Well, I'll be at Bookworks on Beverly Street. I'll be there from 2 to 4 p.m.
Right.
And the book comes in three editions. There's an ebook edition, which you can buy online, hardcover and paperback, which will be for sale at Bookworks. And it's funny, you're mentioning Christmas gifts. That's the theme of a display that I have right now at Gypsy Hill Park.
Right.
Your listeners may be familiar with the annual celebration of holiday lights.
Yeah, yeah.
People set up reindeer and the gingerbread houses and stuff. So I have a display there where it's a man who's, of course, reading my book, and he's by a fireplace, and the sign hanging from the fireplace says, "Books make great gifts." And, of course, you can wonder what book I would like people to buy.
That's exactly right.
And then when they leave the park there, you know, while they're touring Stanton, and they can head on over to Fishersville to Augusta County Library.
Right.
And all month there in the large glass display case, I have a display of my grandfather's pre-World War II U.S. Naval memorabilia.
Right.
So he was a machinist on one of the U.S. Navy's first aircraft carriers, the USS Saratoga, when they were touring the South Pacific and the Orient. So this is a collection of his memorabilia from that time.
I saw some photos. I was at your website, MatthewWarner.com,
right,
earlier, and was taking a look. There's some photos there, and just really looks like a cool, you know, he probably will be in the library anyway.
Right.
Through this time of the year. So make sure you take a few minutes and check that out, the Augusta County.
Yeah, he lived a fascinating life, and there's a lot of things I couldn't show because of space.
Right.
Like, if you open up these scrapbooks, you see just hundreds of clips from local newspapers and examples of the humor of the time, a lot of stuff focusing on flappers and, you know, a little bit of racy humor because, you know, they're in the Navy after all, but, you know, that part's not being shown there. But
again, you're having a pretty good holiday season here. You got a lot going on right
now. Yeah, got a lot going on, but when authors are always busy, and, you know, I have like three jobs when I'm at home, and you know, being an author is just one of them. I'm also a website designer with my wife.
Okay.
We own a local business that serves the publishing industry.
Right.
And I'm a father to two wonderful little boys aged 2 and 4.
Oh, wow.
And they keep me on my toes, too.
Oh, but again, new book is called The Seventh Equinox. Again, tomorrow from 2 until 4, you'll be down at Bookworks, which is actually a neighbor to us.
That's right.
Walk out the door, and I can see the side of their building. So, you know, you'll be downtown tomorrow. Come on by, say hi to Matt.
Right.
Get yourself a copy of the book. Get a few copies of the book. Give it out as Christmas gifts.
Right. I also have chocolate chip cookies, so you can't resist that.
I can't resist a cookie no matter what, I don't think. Well, again, The Seventh Equinox is the new book. Matthew, thank you so much for coming by and visiting with us.
And thank you, Chris.